Let's go. Okay, we're on Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Etzem, what is the shear of Etzem of bone? Kedei Allah says Tarvud. Rashi says Tarvud is a calf, so it was common to make a spoon from bone. That is considered to be a useful item. And that is the shear of Hitzos Etzem. Kedilah says Tarvut. Rabbi Yudayim, Kedilah says Mimeno Chof. Rashi says Chof is Kasal Kedai Techadu Paisachas Shal Chof Atzma, meaning we think it's kind of like the bolt which goes on the door itself. Vishiura Nafish Mitarvut. And it is a larger shear than the tarva, than the actual spoon itself. So it seems to be that one of the bolts or one of the items which was placed on the door, this chaf, is a larger amount, and the Gemara is going to get into this. Schuchis kedei ligror boy reish hakarkar. What is the shear of glass of schuchis? The amount needed to scrape the reish hakarkar. Rashi says it's an eight yesh shargin. It's a piece of wood which is used in the weaving process for Reish Echad, and it was scraped with glass. Sarari Evan, if it's a rock, a stone, could a lizrik of oif, I mean it should be large enough that you could shoo away a bird, a bezemiyakavim, could a lizrik bebehemo. Now she explains that a person doesn't even bother throwing a stone at a bird. It's sufficient to just make a noise or clap their hands, but so when it comes to getting an animal to leave, then you would need a stone. So again, we have in this mission the shear of etzem, the shear of schuchis, and we have a tsror and an evan. So once again, the Gemara asks this question: Lameimra de shiura de Rav Yehuda nafish. Do you mean to say that the shear of Rabbi Yehuda is larger? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says, K'deila says mimeno chaf. And we said that the chaf, we think it means kind of the actual bolt, the lock of the door, and we think that's going to be a larger amount than the shear of a spoon. So is Rabbi Yehuda going to be the makel? Is he the makel one of the Tanoim? Hakaima landa shira derabona. Derabona nafish. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda is the math. Rabbi Yehuda says the smaller shear. And as we said yesterday from the Ritva B'Shem Rabbeinu, which some say was the Ramban or others, I mean, the Magia says, the Ramban says this Lahadia, that, the both, whenever we have Machlekesim amongst the Tanayim in the shear, both shiurim are common. But one of them is more common, one is a little bit less common. Do we go with the more common one, Lakula? Do we go with the less common one, Lachumra? And Shita's review is you go with the less common one, Lachumra. So that Shita must be consistent throughout the Perek. So, Lameimah de Bishur, Rebu de Nafish, Rakaimah de Shur, de Rabbana Nafish, Amra Ula, Chafi Pesaches. It doesn't mean the actual bolt, but rather it means, let's see Rashi. Rashi will explain it better than me. Chavi Pesach Shinayim Hakvuim Ba. I mean, Rashi calls them teeth, which are fixed in it. It's basically kind of like little screws which go inside the bolt. Veloihi Atzma, not the actual bolt itself. Veoisam Isam Yatzam, and these little screws or these little pegs which go inside are made of bone. And they are smaller, and therefore, when the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, said that it's the shear of Etzem, is the shear for a fairly large spoon, and when Rabbi Yehuda says it's to make a chaf, it doesn't mean the actual bolt itself, it means the shinayim, the little pegs, the little screws which go inside, which is in fact smaller, in which case Rabbi Yehuda is consistent to his shita. Tan Rabbanan, with regards to these chafi pesachas, they are tahirin. They're not mekabel tumah. Rashi says because so long as you haven't attached them in the door, they are not roi leklum. They are a useless commodity, and therefore they're not subject to kabbalas tumah. Kavon be pesachas. But once you fix them in the door, then tmein. Then they are mekabel tumah. If you look at Rashi tmein, Rashi says the kli etzem ke kli matchas. If you recall, we've mentioned many times that there is a difference between pshute kli eitz and pshute kli matras. when it comes to just a single piece of wood which does not have a receptacle in it, it's not mekabel tuma. If it's pshute kli matras, it is mekabel tuma. So what about etzem? Says Rashi, the kli etzem kli matras. So kli etzem is considered to be like metal insofar as upshuteyen tmeyen. That even if it's the pshuteyen is tamei. That's what we say in chulin and so on. Says Rashi, v'yimishum demachover lepesachas v'chala machover letar tar pesachas yesh labeis kibol umekabel. So it's not considered to be something which is mechubar as such, and therefore once you attach it, it's going to be tummy. Now says the Braise of a Shilgal, but if this pesachas is not the pesachas of a keli, but rather it's part of a door, so a door is attached to the ground. It's mamish mechubar lekarka. Anything which is mechubar lekarka is kekarka. The karka isn't subject to tuma. So the shogal, if it's the chafi pesachas of a door, ava pi shechibron medelis, even though you attach it into the door, but kavim b'masmerim, tohirim shekalim chov lekarka, areyu kekarka, and it's not subject to dini tuma. Fine. Now we said about tzchuchis, it's the amount of glass which you can use to scrape one of these wooden instruments which was needed in the weaving. Tana schuchis with a samach kadei liftsaya ba shnei nimen ka'achas. It's the amount which can cut two threads at once. The Mefarshim say this is the same shear as that which is mentioned in the Mishnah of schuchis kadei ligrar ba reisha karker. It's the same shear. And Rashi explains why over here is it written schuchis with a samach. Says Rashi, schuchis with a zayin. That's, so number one, schuchis with a samach is the same thing as schuchis with a zayin. Says Rashi, va'al shem shesechim ba, people look in it, or through it, it's transparent, kari schuchis with a samach, va'al shem shehizaka, it's clear, kari schuchis with a zayin. Fine. Good. Then we said it's Rari Evan Gedelizrig Ba'if. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov said it's the amount to throw on an animal. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Vahu Shemar Geshes Ba. It's got to be large enough that the animal actually takes notice of it. Meaning if there's a great big wolf chasing after you or coming into your property and you take a little pebble and you throw it at it, and it's not intimidated, well, that's not good enough. It's got to be large enough in size that it can actually potentially scare away an animal. So, the kama, how big is that kama? Shiyuri, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Emor, Mishko, Asara, Zuz. It is the shear of Asara, Zuz. Good. Zunin, all...
size of the behemoth?
I'm sorry?
Would not be dependent on the size, the type of behemoth?
Well, I guess I'm assuming this would probably be the minimum amount which is useful to ward off animals. So even though you're right, there might be some animals, it might not be large enough to cause an elephant to retreat, but to the extent that this is common enough and useful enough on your a regular animal, I mean animals which are common enough to frequent the normal areas, then that's considered to be a large enough stone that we say this is a useful stone, this is a useful size, because it's common for various animals. But yeah, that's what we would say. Zunin ol lebei midrasha, he went up to the Beis Medrash, amalehu rabbeisai, avonim shal beisai kisei shiuron bekamo. Stones which one takes into the Beis HaKiseh, which we know, Bizman Chazal, that's what they would use to wipe themselves, to clean themselves. So he said that the stones in the Beis HaKiseh, Shiuran Bekama. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says over here, let's just do that. Rashi says over here, what does it mean, Shiuran Bekama? Says Rashi, yeah. I mean, what is the shear of Hitzah to be Mechayiv you? Inami l'taltlan b'chotzer u'lachnis l'beis hakisei. Or how much stones are you allowed to be metaltlan b'chotzer? Even though stones are usually considered to be muktzah, how many stones are you allowed to be metaltel for the sake of bringing into the bathroom? The idividi chachiyuro. Says Rashi, whether or not it's the amount of stones you need to do a haitzah to be mechuyev on, whether or not it's the amount of stones which we will allow you to take into the base, like he say, it's the same shear. Because that which is considered to be a useful amount is in fact the amount which you are going to be mechuyev on haitzah. So that was the shayla which he asked in the base medrash. That's what he asked. So, yeah, shir the kama. Amruloi, kezayis, keegois, ukebeitza. So Rashi says, shalosh machnisin lekinuach. And basically the different sized stones are used to clean yourself, ein sham in Rashi. So amruloho vechi turtani yachnis. I mean, does a person bring scales in the Beis HaKisei to measure and to weigh exactly how many stones he has and the size of them and so on? What is a person supposed to do? A person needs to be excused. They need to take stones into the Beis HaKisei. What are they supposed to do? So Nimi Vegamru Maloi Hayad. So they said the shear is a Maloi Hayad. Rashi says Maloi Hayad is a Bein Shloshtem, between the three different sized stones which a person needs to clean themselves. So bein shloshtan, so if a person might use a couple of smaller stones, he might have two stones which are the size of a kezayis, or two like a keegayis, two like a kebetzi, whatever it is, but altogether it needs to be a malay hayat. So that is the sheer sachakol which a person is supposed to bring in. Tanya Reb Yosi Eimer kezayis keegayis kebetzi. Reb Shimon Reb Yosi Eimer mishum aviv malay hayat. Fine. Now, Tan Rabbanan Zakta Braisa Gimel Avanim Mukruzales Motel Achas LeBeis HaKisei. Now Rashi says Mukruzales are ones which have a particular shape, and they are therefore roi for kinuach. So three Avanim Mukruzales Motel Achas LeBeis HaKisei. V'kama Shiurin, Rabbi Meir Omer Ke'egoyz, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ke'beitzo. Amar Avram Bar Papa, Amar Chizda Kemachlekes Kan, Kach Machlekes Be'esrog. Similar to what the machlekes here is with regarding to wiping oneself, we find the similar machlekes legabi the size of the esrog. Should it be the size of a kebetza? Should it be the size of a keegos? Fragdigamarakasha, what do you mean? Hasamasnisin, achabraisa. Over there it's a mishnah. Over here it is only a braisa, and therefore it doesn't make sense to be toila a mishnah on a braisa. You should be toila the braisa on a Mishnah. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elik Machlek is be'esrog, about what is the size, the minimum size needed for a sheer esrog. So kach Machlek is kan. So too, they argue over the amount of stones, or the size of stones which one may take into a Beis HaKisei. Rashi says over here, like, what exactly is this strange connection between esrog and Beis HaKisei? So Rashi says, kach machlekes kan. Rashi says, ulisimana ba'alma amra. This is merely just said as a simon. It's just kind of some type of a mnemonic of sorts. Delei tishkach legirsa debraisa. So you should not forget the teaching of the braisa. Ve'im tishtakcha, im tishtakachna, hezacha mimishnascha de'esrog. Meaning, if you have trouble remembering the size of the stones which you're allowed to bring into the Beis HaKisei, well, you will remember the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkot regarding the size of an esrog, and that will be the way that you will remind yourself. So Al Kapanim was saying various stones were used, even those stones in general are considered to be Muktzah Machmas Gufay. They don't have any real usage as such they are considered to be Muktzah. Nevertheless, Chazal allowed a person to take stones into the Beis HaKisei. Really, what a person is supposed to do is a person is supposed to prepare the stones in advance. But if a person did not prepare the stones in advance, because of Kavod Abrius, as we'll see in Amud Beis, they will allow a person to take stones, even though these are be'etzem muktzah stones, into the Beis HaKisei. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Avaloy is a pious, but don't use pious. My pious, Amar Bzeira Kashine Bavlaisa. So Rashi says over here, what does this mean? Avaloy a pious, kamoi shakal pisa. What does it mean? It means like shakal pisa, which Rashi says is a regev, like a clod of dirt. Shekarim glistera, the hoyalo mifrachale hazili kinuach vasur letalto. Meaning, if you have just a clod of dirt, which you're not going to be able to use to clean yourself, and it's going to crumble, so then it's not serving its purpose. It's not going to help you get clean. To the extent it's not going to help you get clean, it just remains a regular mukta item, and it's aser. Kashini bavlaisa, achi mikri mishun shebavavl eretz lachi, amachreisha mal regavim. You'd have clods of dirt in bavel, and so on. So that you cannot use. Use stones. Stones are usually mukta, but for this purpose we'll allow it. But don't use clods of dirt, because that is not going to serve the purpose. Amarava also a mashmesh bitzrar b'shabbos kederach shememashmesh b'chol. So a person is not supposed to wipe themselves and use a stone on Shabbos the same way that they would on a weekday. Now Rashi says over here, what does this mean? Rashi says, Lamashmesh, Hanitzach lipanes, someone needs to be excused, the Einayach lipanes, and they are somewhat constipated. So, I mean, Lakaman, we say later on in the Perek, Dimimashmesh Betzuar, they should try and use a smooth stone to aid themselves to open up the necessary orifice so that they can be excused. B'nekev, who niftach, and then it'll open. The kasal gadaitach, the ka'amar, the Shabbos, aslamash mishklal, kadev shemamash mishimachol. So the Gemara thinks that what we're saying is this practice of aiding yourself to open yourself up, you may not engage in this on Shabbos, even though you can on a weekday, but you must not do that on Shabbos. That's what we think. That's what we think it means over here. You're not allowed to be mamashmesh bitzrar. Good. So frag the gemara, maskiv la of marzutra listakein. What you're supposed to become a sakana. The gemara says in Maseches Talmid that if a person needs to be excused, meaning needs to have a bowel movement, and you don't relieve yourself, and it ends up going back in the system, that is dangerous. So surely, if a person is constipated, one must do whatever one can in order to be able to be excused. So, says the Gemara, no, kilachayad. What we mean to say is, it should be done kilachayad. Dr. Rashi, in the first medium-sized line, kilachayad, hay kederach, dekamarava kederach, hamamashmesh b'chol, b'lei shinoi. Meaning, you shouldn't do it in the normal way, without a shinoi, Mishum Hasharas Nimen, because you might cause a hair to fall off when you wipe yourself, when you push. Avokilachayad, but if you do it within a backhanded motion, Kugin Eiches Zorba Bezit Spaisav, you hold it within between two fingers, Shafradami, that is something which is permitted to do. So that's what the Gemara meant to say, that's what Rava meant to say. Don't try and open up the hole the same way you do on a weekday, because you might cause the hairs to fall out. If you look at Tezis, Osla Mashmish Betzrar, Tezis says, Pish Bakundris Hanitzich Lipanes Viniachal Am Osimisha Masharas Nimen Vim Tamar. What do you mean? Harava Bedavishim is Gavin, Savak Reb Shimon. But Rav is the one who holds like Reb Shimon. And then if it's a Davishim is Gavin, it's Mutter, Besevberg Beis the Beitza. So to the extent that it's not inevitable, if it's inevitable, you're right. But who's to say that removing hair, if you try and open yourself up, is inevitable? To the extent that this is understanding that it's not inevitable, it could be that it'll happen, it could be it won't happen, so therefore we should have the heter of Darshan Miskavin. So Teza says, Yishlemer da'acha v'mishmush tzrar havi psik reisham. So Teza says, Enechadami, we will have to say that it's mamish, inevitable, it's definitely going to happen, and therefore you must do it in a different manner. And now that you do it with only two fingers, maybe you're not able to do it with as much force, and therefore the hairs are not going to come off. And then if you've lowered it, to a Darvish Nemeskaven, hence it's going to be mutter. Armor Yan, I am Yej, Makim Kavua, Lebesa, Kisei, Maloy Yad. So if when you're taking stones up to the Besa Kisei, this is a Besa Kisei which is Kavua, and let's say you need to be excused Friday night. So, you know what? If you take up a couple of extra stones, even though it's Tiltal Mukta to a certain extent, but you'll be able to use them tomorrow. So all is not lost as such. It's not considered that you've done a Tiltal Mukta for naught, insofar as you'll be able to use them tomorrow also. So Im Yishmakim Kavua Lebezaki say, then you take a full Malayad, take a full handful. Vimlav, but if not, Kechreya. Then you should estimate. So let's take a look at the two Rashi's over here. Rashi says, Imej Makam Kavola Besakiz, Shimi Shtairu Layarvis. If there's some left over, Yikaner Behem Shachris, Machnesham Layad, take a full hand's worth, handful's worth. Otherwise, Kechrea, Keshira Machria, Keegois, take an Egois, which is Nafish Mikazais, Zutimikabetza, meaning the point is, you should be a little bit more precise in the amount of stones which you take up to wipe yourself, because if you're only going to be excused once, because there is no Beis HaKisei Kavua, then you should only take that which you actually need, and no more. Good. Says the Gemara, Maducha Ktana Shel Besamim. So if you have this, now Maducha we know is some type of a mill. So this was a small mill used for Bisamim. If you look at Rash in the first wide line, he says, Malachtel Isser, Asel Taltel. So in general, this would be something which you shouldn't be allowed to move. Meduch Tanish al Bisamim, Amrav Shesh, Yisim, Yesh Aleha Aid. But if there is upon it an aid, as in a witness, meaning to say, if you can see, if you know, if you can tell that this has been used to wipe a person with, that's what Rashi says, Imishla Aid Kinuach, there is testimony that it's been wiped with, then Hameid Shasilakach, then seemingly it shows that it's been made for that, Mutalatatul Kinuach. So you're able to take this, and you're able to wipe yourself with it, because clearly that's something which it's made for. So you can do so. So Maducha Ketanash Al-Pesal Mamrav Shesh Zemiyeshla Eid Mutter. Frag the Gemara, one second. You mean to say that if you chance upon this Maducha Ketana, and you can tell that this has been used as toilet paper in essence, you're telling me you're allowed to use it to wipe yourself, Meizvei Asara Devarim Meivinas Adam Ledei Tachtonies. There are 10 things which bring a person to hemorrhoids. Ve'elohen, Eichel Ali Kanim, if you eat the leaves of reeds in Ali Gefanim, of vines, Velove Gefanim, or the Lulavim, found in the vine, Umerige Beim, or pieces of meat which are not nice and smooth, Bole Melach, the Shidri Shaldog, the spine of a fish, Dagmaliach, Shlei Bishl Kaltzarka, salted fish which isn't cooked well. Vashesa, Shimra Yain, if you drink the sediments of wine, Vamekaneach, Besir, Dumacharsis, or if you wipe yourself with lime and with crushed brick, Betzror, Shekineach, Boichaveroi, or with a stone that someone has already used to wipe themselves with in the past. And some say, even someone who hangs himself, so to speak, in the Beis HaKisei, I mean, he doesn't sit down properly in the Beis HaKisei, that's also something which can bring about this particular malady. But Frag the Gemara, Le'inyaneinu, what's the kasha? So you see that if you're not supposed to wipe yourself with the same item which your friend has used to wipe himself with. And here we're saying, if you look at this keli and it looks like there's something on it which clearly seems to indicate that this has been used before, and hence you can use this to wipe yourself, but you're not supposed to wipe yourself with something which your friend has wiped himself with. Says the Gemara Leikasha, Habalach, Habiyavish. When you're not supposed to use it, if it still is moist, but once it's dry, you can. When you're not supposed to use it, if it's dirty on both sides. But if it's only dirty on one side, you can. When are you not allowed to reuse it if it was used by someone else? But if you used it, you can reuse it. Fine. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef Yardu Aleha Gishamim V'Nishtashtashu Mahu. So if it rains on it, and it's Nitashtesh, if you look at the second to last line of Rash, V'Nishtashtashu, Oysay Eid, meaning we said originally there was some type of a mark on it, which clearly indicates that this is some type of a glorified toilet paper of sorts. But if the rain has come down and it's so hard, you can no longer see the sign, Mao says Rashi, mi batil liyichud didhu oiloi. So do we say, well, this is no longer considered to be an item which has been designated to use to clean yourself, and therefore it reverts back to being a kli shomalach tilis, so therefore you're not supposed to use it, or not? So that's the question which he asked. Rabbi Yosef Amalei, and he told Abaya, Imaya Rishuma Nikr Mutter. So long as there is some type of an imprint, something which remains, which somehow shows that this is something which has been used for to clean yourself, then it is Mutter. And she says, Rishuma Nikr Mutter, the given the Mois Loyachazi Lebsomim, meaning so long as there still is some type of an imprint, some type of a testimony which is visible, that this has been used to clean yourself, clearly no one is going to be using this to crush their spices in. And if so, therefore it still is considered to be an instrument which may be used and taken to the Beis HaKise. Okay, Rabba Bar of Shila, May Rav Chisda. So he asked Rav Chisda, Maula halisam achrov lagad. Are you allowed to schlep these stones up to the roof? So Rashi says, what's the shayla? Im ola sham li ponais, if you need to go up there to excuse yourself, mi hashinen latircha yiserta oilai. Are we concerned about, not only is there a shayla of mukta involved, but there's now an additional shayla of tircha yisera, you have to schlep it up to the rooftop. Tezvah says three lines down, he should have been a bit more prepared. I mean, so maybe we won't allow you to take it up to the roof because it's something which you should have prepared before Shabbos. I'll go upon him. That's the shot of the Gemara. Can you take it up to the Gag? Amr Lei said, Rav Chisda said, God will come and abrias. So there's an interesting Rashi, a little bit of a shver Rashi. Rashi says, Shadech leisasei tichsev v'salamta mehem. Prat lezakein ve'eino lefi kvodei. Meaning we know there's a mitzvah Shavas Aveda, but the Gemara says that if you are a zakein and the particular item in question, it's beneath your dignity to chase after it, then you are exempt. May the whole concept, the whole ist of tiltal, it's only a din de rabbanin, and at kama that it's a din de rabbanin, it's going to be loosely based on the lav of leisasur. Ubimachim kavod abriyas nidcha. The achronim are bothered by Rashi, the Mashah and Megillah, Kivega, the Matzchis over here, Chassam Sefer. They're all bothered that. What does Rashi mean? The hisalamta is the case of God will cover b'shadecha leisasei shibatera. The Gemara itself darshens the pasuk. It says leisucha liris asharachicha oy esayay nidachim v'hisalamta. The Gemara says v'hisalamta pa'anim sha'atim isalim. We darshen the word that at times you are allowed to be misalim. You can turn a blind eye. You are allowed to not engage in Hashavas Abriyas. That's the Pasuk saying that. It's not a case of God will cover Abriyas, Shadecha Leisa Se Shibatera. I mean, it's not a case of cover Abriyas. It's not that it's Decha the Leisa Se. That's what the Pasuk actually says. That's what it means. But I'll go upon him. The basic concept which we're saying over here is that human dignity is so important that it pushes aside a potential Isser. So to over here, here we're discussing the Isser Rabbanan, the Isser Rabbanan of Tilta Mukta, and therefore out of Kavod Abrius, if the only bathroom available is on the roof, you're allowed to schlep the stones up to the roof. There's no problem of Tilta Mukta, there's no problem of Tilta Yisera. These are all things which are awesome with the Rabbanan. And we know that there is a Hatter of Kavod Abrius when it comes to being excused. You know, the famous question people often ask is, you know, what does one do if there's no cut toilet paper? You know, what should you do? So with toilet paper, there's a couple of issues. There's one issue of mechatech, that if you cut something down to a particular size, where there's a kepeda on the size, that is an issue of mechatech. And then there's also an issue of kerea, of tearing. So along the perforations, they say it's not much worse to do, because that might be a shayla mechatech, because you might be interested in getting a neat size, and that you shouldn't do. But if you cut on the area which is not by the perforations, then it wouldn't be mechatech. Maximum it would be kerea. And if it is kerea, pashtus, it's not a deraisa kerea, because it's not almanas litvar. You're not doing it for the sake of tefira. But it's not so pashtus. It could be to the extent that you're cutting something useful, and you're now cutting an item for a particular good, positive use, maybe that is problematic. Pashtus, one would think it's a derabanan, and therefore there are those who are makel. If there's no toilet paper to cut, not on the perforations. Some say an even better thing to do is not to cut at all. If you have a whole roll of toilet paper, just after one wipes oneself, you put it in the toilet and flush, and it just, whatever breaks off, whatever doesn't break off, and this way you don't have to worry about it. Okay, good. Fine. Says the Gemara, Yosem Reim Rav Kamar Lala Ha Shmaita. So he said over this Gemara, Ezir Ravina Lamareimar, Rebbe Eliezer, Oimer Neitel Adam Kisem Mishalfana of Lachtes Beishina, of a person is allowed to pick up a piece of wood, a chip, a toothpick, in the courtyard, because if they have something stuck in their teeth, and it's embarrassing, because they've got some black pepper stuck in their teeth, they can pick it up and they can use it even though it's mukta. The chachamim bayimrem lo yitol elamena eva shel behema. You're not allowed to pick up a stray piece of wood, a wood chip, a toothpick which is on the floor. That is mukta. I over there, there's an element of kavod abrius because it's a gnai, says Rashi, if a person's got food stuck in their teeth, and we see the chachamim don't allow it. So it's over here we shouldn't allow it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ach Yasht, what do you mean? Hasam Adam Kiveh Makim Lesuda. A person knows where they're going to eat, and therefore they should have made the necessary preparations. Rashi says directly across, Hasam Adam Kiveh Lesuda V'haya Loi Lahachin Sham Mi'esmo. You should have prepared toothpicks where you're going to be eating. Whereas Ach Adam Kiveh Makim L'Beisakisei. Does the person necessarily know exactly where they will be when they need to be excused? Wherever they're going to be in town, they need to make sure that they've got stones prepared. In which case, that's the reason why over here we're allowed to be makel. Good. Amravuna osili panes bestay near b'shabbos. The person is not allowed to relieve themselves with a bowel movement in a stay near. Stay near, Rashi says, means a freshly plowed field. So you cannot go and relieve yourself in a freshly plowed field on Shabbos. My time, Eilema Mishum Davsha. If the reason is because of Davsha, Rashi says, it means because you're kind of treading on his freshly plowed field. And in essence, what you're going to do now is you're going to harden the soil which was softened, and that you can't do, so in essence you're being mazik him. See, Leimi Mishum Davsha, Fila B'chal Navi. Even on a weekday you shouldn't be allowed to do this. Elamishum Asovim. Elamai, we're going to say the reason why you shouldn't do this If you look at Rashi says, Mishim Asavim, Shemachmas Lachluchis, Hanir, Asavim Oilim Alatzror, meaning that there are stones in the friend's field. The field has got moisture. There's moisture in the field. If so, there's going to be moisture on the rocks, on these stones. Ukishu mekaneag boy, and when he wipes himself, he's going to cause these asavim, these weeds, to be nitlash from the stone. Maybe that's the problem. Vamrish lakish tsror sha'olu ba'asavim, but lekaneag boy. You're allowed to wipe with it. Why? Because it's a davashin miskaven. Like we said, as long as it's not inevitable that it's going to fall off, it's mutter. So mutter lekaneag boy, number one. However, va'toilesh mimena the Shabbos. But if you directly, with kavani, you intentionally remove the moss, you know, the asavim which grew on it, b'Shabbos, then in a chanami you're going to be chayv achatas. So that can't be pshat. So it can't be referring to the reason why you're not allowed to go to be excused in your friend's field. It's because when you use the stones which might have some moss or weeds on them, you are going to do an act of being toilesh because it is a davashin a miskavin. Ella, the reason why is dilma nakit mi'iloi v'shado litatoi. O machayiv mishum derabo damarabo hazli guma utmama. If there was a hole and you flatten it, meaning, if there is uneven bits in the land, and you take a clod of dirt, and now you've smoothed out the land, and that is an Isser of Harisha. That is the reason why you should not do this. Let's just see a couple of Rashi. Shakal mi'iloy, mi'makim gavshushis, from a place where there's a clod of dirt, the shodi l'tatoy, and you place it, you throw it in the guma, umishuma harisha, v'havi told the harish. Whereas if you do it in the house, the reason why you hive is going to be because of bonus. That's the reason why a person should not go to excuse himself in his friend's field. Now gufa, amrej lakish, tzrar sha'olo be'asav, v'motelek ne'echba. We said a person is allowed to wipe himself with a stone which has moss on it. We're not concerned that you're going to remove it, the moss, because it's a davashin miskaven. And if you do so with intention, you do it intentionally, chayev chatas. Amar of Papi, shma mina mid Rish Lakish. We can imply, derived from Rish Lakish's din, that when you lift up the stone from the ground, now think about what happens over here. The stone is on the ground. The reason why the moss and the weeds grow on the stone is because the stone is on the ground, and the ground is moist. So in essence, when you lift up that stone, which has the moss on it, are you not taking a growing item from its source of growth? Meaning it's getting its source of unique of growth, it's getting the liquid, the moisture from the ground. So we don't seem to be care so much about the fact that when you've lifted it up, you've detached it from the place that it is growing. So Amar Rav Papi says, Rav Papi, Shma Mina Midrash Lakish, Hai Papisa, Shari Latal Tule. So we can infer from Reish Lakish, if you look at Rashi says, Hai Papisa, Otzitz Nokov Shizaru Bai. Meaning if you have a potted plant, and you lift it up, you're allowed to Charlotte Altula. If you look at the next Rashi, Rashi says Charlotte Altula, Evoloy Amrin and Tolishu. Meaning this does not seem to be an act of being Tolish, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to pick up the stones which have moss on them, insofar as you are removing the moss from its place of growth. That's what we can infer from Rish Lakish. So, Maskev Lar of Kahana, 1 second, Imamru, Letzerech, Yemru, Shalei Letzerech. Not necessarily a proof. I mean, the fact that we allowed you to do this, maybe it was out of desperation. Maybe it was out of great need. Maybe it was because of Kavod HaBrias. Does that mean that we'll necessarily allow you to do it when there is no need? So no, maybe Takin allowed to do it in a normal case. Maybe there is some element of Tlisha. But surely we would have to say that the Tlisha over here is going to be a Tlisha Dirabonim, maximum. Because if the Tlisha over here is a Tlisha Diraisa, then we don't have our Heter. Our Heter was only Gadol Kavod HaBrias. It's Lecha the Lav of Leisoser. It pushes aside Dirabonins. But the Kavod HaBrias does not push aside Diraisas. So Liyav Tsuyara, when you would pick up the stone with moss on it, there would be some Issa Diraisa involved, then surely we wouldn't have a Heter. Must be that it is an Issa Dirabon. So, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya Papisa, Hoyova Asali Yadon, Nema Beimilsa. Being that we've mentioned this business about a plant, let us talk about it. Says the Gemara, Hayamuna Hogabi Karka, if this plant was resting on the ground, Behinichi Al Gabi Yesedos, and you place it on pegs, so we say, Mechayiv Mishum Tailish. You are Chayiv Mishum Tailish. I'm so sorry, someone's at the door. Yeah. Again. So we said, Hayimuna Hogabi Karka Vini Hogabi, you say this, it was on the ground and you place it on pegs. Chayiv Mishum Toila, Shechayiv for doing an act of Tlisha. Hayimuna Hogabi, you say this, Vini Hogabi Karka, Chayiv Mishum Neteya. Now this is very interesting. If you take a look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Chayiv Mishum Toila, about 7-8 lines before the lines get big. Mishum Talish, de einay nana shuv mireach hakarka. It was on the ground, and you lift it up, and you place it on pegs, so now it's no longer being nana from the smell of the ground, literally. Chayiv Mishum Talish, says Rashi, Balinira, the Chayiv Lav Dafka, Ella Osir, Mishum de Domi Latalish, it's just Dema Latalish. The E Chayiv Mamishka Amar Letzerich Echishar Rabban and Issachar is a skill of Mishum Kinuach. So this is what Rashi says based on right we said before that to the extent that we allow you to lift up a stone, it cannot be that there's a real Tlisha taking place. If there's a real Issa Diraisa taking place, then there's not going to be a answer of Kavod HaBrias. Alamai says Rashi, it's got to be only Dirabbanan. Says Rashi, where do you find such a concept? Chayiv because of nida and various other restrictions. Says Rashi, the lav midiraisi. But it doesn't actually mean that it's an issa diraisa, ella midrabanan. So it's not the first time that you find this concept. Tesis says a similar thing. Tesis says over here, V'inichai al gabi yisedis mechai mishum toilish. Hai mechayiv makis mardis midrabanan. Kid the pirish bakundras. Midishar reish lakish. And the fact that we see that reish lakish mattered, clearly then it must be that it's only a shayla of a dirabanan. Let's just see if we can mention this very quickly. Chesdalet, if I can find it quickly, great. Let's just see. The Rambam, I'll just read you the Lashon quickly. The Rambam says like this, Gavshusha shall offer, if you have a clod of dirt, Sha'olu ba asavim, and there's moss on it, there's weeds on it, Higbiya me'al ha'aretz, you lift it up, V'inichal gabi yisedos, and you place it on pegs. Chayiv mishum toilish. Chayiv mishum toilish. Hoysa al gabi yisedos, v'inichal al haaretz. Chayiv mishum zireya. Yechayiv Mishum Zereya. So it seems the pashtus of the Rambam seems to be that it is an Isidiraisa. That's the way the basic Kalim and the Rambam understand the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that it is an Isidiraisa. Obviously the question we will have on the Rambam is Rashi's question. So according to the Rambam, that there's an Isidiraisa, how can we possibly matter an Isidiraisa because of Kavod HaBriyos? Kavod HaBriyos only allows a person to push aside Din Derabbanan. Good, fine. Says the Gemara like this. Yeah, Amr Biyachan Asel Kaneich Becheres B'Shabbos. One may not wipe oneself with a shard of clay on Shabbos. My time Ilem Mishum Sakana. If it's because of danger, meaning you will cause danger to your body if you wipe yourself with a shard of clay, and you might cut yourself and so on. Afilu B'Chol Nami. Even on a weekday, you shouldn't be allowed to. Ella Mishim Kshafim. Maybe it's because of Kishuf. Rashi says, second line down, Kidla Kamon. We will see later on that once a person uses shards of clay to wipe themselves, they become susceptible to Kishuf. So if that's the reason why, again, the same thing we should say, Afilu B'chol Nami Loi. Ella Mishum Hasharas Nimin. You want to tell me that the reason why is because maybe it's going to cause hair to fall off? Davishin misgavenu, meaning we're asking Akasha on Rabbi Yechon, and we know that you, Rabbi Yechon, hold like of Shimon, that Davishin misgaven is muta. So Rashi says three lines down, the Shamin and Leilur Rabbi Yechon on the Amar Davishin misgaven muta likaman v'shmaiten. So also it should be muta. So Amar Lo Reb Nasan Bar Aishia Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa. Rabbi Yechon said something. He's a Gavra Rabba. Name of a time, and we need to explain it. And it means like this: Lo Mi Boy Bechol Da Asur Avada. On a weekday, it's going to be Asur. Avo B'Shabbes Hoyo Ve'Ika Teres Kli Ola Olav Shapadame. But you might have thought that on Shabbos, it's going to be the lesser of two evils to use a bit of charis to wipe yourself. Why? Because it's at least a keli. And therefore, it's better to use a piece of clay or a clay keli, which has charis kli, and it's not mukta, as opposed to just taking a stone, which is mukta. So maybe it's the lesser of two evils, says Rashi. Let's see, Rashi. Lay me by Bechol, she'ein ister tiltol betzrei reis. Da'azalik an erb mecheres mishim kshafim. Because you open yourself up to witchcraft. She'ayachalik an erb betzrei. You can use a stone. Avar b'shabbos hoyal ve'ika teres kli alav. L'chatiz b'yom ur aylachsev mayim migeva. You could use this shard of clay to stoke up a fire, or to transport it, a coal in it, or to put a little bit of mayim inside it and have a drink. A meshaper dummy, why? The mutav shikaner boy, mitiltol tzror. I would think that it's better to use this than it is to be metaltol a stone. Kamash molon, the loy, imishim sakana, imishim kshafim. So this would be another example of the concept of hamira, sakanta, Miisura. So you're right, even though there is a halachic consideration of Hilchas Mukta, but we care, so to speak, Chazal, care more about the element of Sakana, more so than the element of halach in this case. Kamash Molan. Rava Masnila Mishum Asharis Nimen. So Rava learned that the reason why you're not allowed to use the piece of clay is because you're going to cause the hairs to fall off. The cash laid Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon, and he asked to steer on Rabbi Yechon on me on Rabbi Yechon and also the Kanech Becheres B'Shabbos Al Mudovjim is Gavin also from Rabbi Yechon and Loch Gesam Mishnah. We know that Shittas Rabbi Yechon is that we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. It's now, and what does the Stam Mishnah say? Nozir Chayfif Umafaspis Avalei Serik. He's allowed to gently, you know, move his hand through his hair because it's not a Dovjim is Gavin. And Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Ganshas is that we always paskin like the Stam Mishnah, in which case we see that he doesn't hold a Dovah Shinim Miskaven. So he asked this as a stira on Rabbi Yechanan. Ella mechuvarta keder nasin bar aishia. Elamai, we're going to have to go back and say, pshat, like Rav Nosson bar aishia, that you might have thought that it's preferable to use this mitzad, the tiltal mukta element, kamashmon, we don't want you to use it because we're concerned about the sakana. Good. Says the Gemara, Maik Shafim, what is pshat if a person uses a shard of clay, a piece of clay, to wipe themselves, they now become susceptible to kishuf? Kihod Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna. Avikaz la'arva. They were going in a boat. Amra lehu ahim matronisa. There was a witch. There was a witch, Rashi says, Nachris Haisa. I'm not sure why it's noteworthy that she was a Goyish witch as opposed to a Yiddish witch. But Al-Kavanim Haisa, there was this matronisa. Isvan behadaichu. And she wanted to travel with them. And they didn't allow her. So Amrei Milsa, she said one of her incantations, Asarta Larva, and she caused the ship to be bound, and it froze, it didn't move. So Amru Inu Milsa, so they also said something, Sharyua. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amri Inu Milsa, Al Yidei Shem Tahara. They said a Shem Tahara. That's what they said. If you look in the back over here in Beis, he says, Nichtav Betzidei, Uveperek Kol Habasa Bechulin, Docha Rashi Pirish Zeh. Rashi pushes aside this pshat. Rashi does not like the fact that it was a Shem Tahara. And it seems to be rather that they themselves also said some type of incantation. And there is a discussion which ensues as to, is a person allowed to use kishuf? Are you allowed to use kishuf to get yourself out of danger, to get yourself out of hot water, as was done over here? So Al-Kabonim, and by the way, this is one of the akashas which they ask on the Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that kishuf is nonsense and there's no real tayach behind it, and anyone who believes in it is really a shaita, and so on. And the Mefarshim, perhaps most famously the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, says it's not true, and there's many examples in Shas, this being one of them, where we're concerned about kishuf and we're concerned about Shadim, and so on. And it seems to be the Leika Rambam, and there is, you know, various explanations to be Miyashi of the Rambam. What exactly did the Rambam mean when he seems to categorically reject these types of concepts? Al-Kabanim, it says that they said something, Sharyuha, and they released themselves. So Amra Lohu, so this witch said, my ever lahu, what can I do? Meaning you have in essence rendered me weak. There's nothing I can do. Meaning the loy mekaneach lahu b'chaspa. You don't wipe yourselves with pieces of clay. Which, I mean, had you done that, I would have had some type of a power over you. But you don't do this. To the extent that you don't do this, I'm not able to have any power over you. That's what Rashi says. She'uchalas yislachem kshafim. And the second thing which you don't do, which would have given me the opportunity to have power over you, is you don't kill lice on your clothing. If you would have done that, then again I would have been able to have something on you, but you don't do that either. Another interesting, curious thing is, but you don't, if you have like a bunch of vegetables of leek, which are wrapped up and bound up together, you don't kind of just pull one out to eat one, but rather you untie the bundle. That's if you look around, the third line down, it says, Ein atem meitzien shum v'krisha u'batzel me'agudah she'ogdin ha'ganonim v'eichon. You don't just pull out garlic and leek and onion from the bundles. Ela ase matirina aguda tchila. But first you untie the knot. Shma mina kol hani kosher l'kshafim. So you see, says Rashi, all of these things, all of these three things, are dangerous for kishaf.
How come she had power in the first place if they didn't do these things?
So again,
both in the first place.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, it could just be that originally there was no counterforce. They were unaware, you know, and all she did is she acted on a boat. She acted on an inanimate object and she caused it to remain in place. But once they decided to go ahead and act against her and they used the counterforce, she said, you know, hands up, there's nothing I can do. Maybe. Okay, says the Gemara, Baita Amar Le Rav Huna Le Rab Brei. Said Rav Huna to Rab Brei, my time Ali Shechichas Kamed Rav Chizda. Why didn't you go learn by Rav Chizda? The Mechadadin Shmaita is a big Talmud Chacham. So Amar Le, my Yisrael Legabe, why should I go learn by Rav Chizda? The Chiyazom Legabe, Meisav Li B'Mili Da Alma. I need to go and hear Shir from Rav Chizda. All he tells me is Mili da Alma. Rashi says, what does it mean, Mili da Alma? Meshivani lefanav bedivrei chinam she'enoi Torah. He tells me things of chinam, which are not considered to be Torah. So therefore, I don't need to go to his shir. So Amarli, so he explained. Meaning, what did Rav Chisda say when I went to hear Shir from him? He said, someone who goes into the Beis HaKisei, loy leisiv behedya, don't sit down very quickly, veloy litrach tfei, and don't push and exert too much effort when you try to excuse yourself. Dahai kakashta atlas shini yosef. Because when a person excuses themselves, so that physically the area is very delicate, and literally it's kind of suspended on three teeth, so to speak. And if a person dilma mishtam tashini de kakashta v'asalide sakana, if a person sits down too quickly, too forcefully, like Rashi says, leleisa behedya b'mehira b'chayzik v'fish niftach anekiv b'chazaka. The shine kakashta will come out of place, the yotzis, and so on. So I go to the shir to hear Divrei Torah, and he tells me these things about how to excuse oneself and how not to be excused. So Amar Leiz, Rav Huna said to his son, I don't understand what you mean. Who asik bechaye debriyasav at armas milit alma? I mean, he's telling you about how to have a healthy body, and you are machin it avek. You are saying that it's worthless. All the more so should you go to him, because it is something important to do, and so on. Some ask Akash, the Benyayad asks Akash and says, what exactly is the kol shekin? Do we mean to say that it's, you know, this Torah which is good, and then kol shekin, if the Rebbe teaches you things about human anatomy, which is even better. So the Ben Yehuda says that Avada, when the Tanayim and Amarayim were engaged in the teaching of things of a very physical nature, even though it seems to be on the surface that that's all they were saying, but ultimately they were always alluding to things on a deeper level. And there's a big discussion how much of the Gemara is just simple, and how much is Beremez, and so on. So says the Ben Yehuda, there were great secrets which he was alluding to, but there was a Pasha Pshat, and the Pasha Pshat is very relevant. But there was Mili the Alma, and there was Torah involved. So Kol Shekein, you should go, because whenever the Rebbe says something, whenever the Amora at least, or the Tana says something of this nature, you know that they are alluding to something much, much higher. Good. Fine. So we said, so you have a choice. You have a choice of wiping yourself with either a stone or with cheres. So Rav Huna amar mekaneach b'tzar, even though it's muktzah, amed nisitzilto, v'ein mekaneach b'cheres. Like we said, even though it's not Mokse, because of the element of Sakana. Whereas, his the Amr Mekenech Becheres, the Ein Mekenech Betzror. So it's taka very interesting. According to Chizda, who says you should be Mekenech Becheres, even though there is an element of Sakana, I mean, we usually say all over Shas, Chamira Sakantim Isura. According to Chizda, it seems to be that he is saying, he seems to be saying Chamira Isura Misakanta. So, Frag the Gemara Kasha, Mezve Hayu Levanim Tzror Becheres, Mekenech Becheres, Ve'ei Mekenech Betzror. Tiyuv to Dravuna, which makes our question even stronger. I mean, the Gemara seems to have schlugged up Rav Huna, which seems to imply Hamira Isura Misakanta, which is not like the Mekubal. So, says the Gemara, Tir Gemara Rafram Bar Papa, Kameid Rav Chizda, Ali b'Dravuna, so he came to the Miyasha Pshat in Ravuna, b'Oignei Kelim. He says, what's the Pshat? That the Braisa says that you have a choice of a Tzror and a Cheres, you should be Mekanech b'Cheres. And not with a Tzror, b'Oignei Kelim. It's referring to like the rim of a Keli. And to the extent that it's the rim of a keli, it's smooth, it's round, it's soft, it's not abrasive as such, and therefore it's not considered to be a sakana, and that's why it's mutter. But we still have this kashan of chizdo who says mekanech becheres, ve'ein mekanech betzor. I will usually say hamir sakanta misur, and here we're saying the opposite. Fine. Ha'ilavan of tzor v'asav. A person has a choice of wiping himself with either a stone, or with weeds and so on. Chizda Rav Amuna had Amr Mekanech Betzror, a Mekanech Basavim. Better to use a Tzror, even though it's not so smooth, but don't be Mekanech with Asavim, because Asavim are somewhat lach, and they're going to be mazik the goof more. That's the way Rashi explains. V'chadam or mekenech ba'asavim ve'ein mekenech b'tzor. Again, let's just see the way Rashi puts this over here. Rashi says, ve'ein mekenech ba'asavim, about 10 lines down. She'asavim lachim v'chitchin es habas. It seems to be because they're moist, that's the reason why it's going to cause damage to the basar. Rabbi Sina Mefarshim Mishum Tlisha, they say it's because of Tlisha. The Eini Eidel Mahu, the Iba Sava Mechubarim, if they're connected, Mi Ikeman Deshari, no one would allow it. Uchaduma Ani, the Mukmila, Be Mechubarim, and Mekanech Behen Bechiburim. Fine, the way Rashi learns is, you shouldn't use Asavim because the Asavim are considered to be more abrasive. The Eini Mekanech Betzror, the Lav Bartiltlu, because it's not a Bartiltl. And therefore, Hilkach Mekanech Be'asavim, Kishin B'machubar, V'layazizam, V'mishum Shimush B'machubar, says Rashi, Loi Mitzar. Why are we not concerned that you're using something which is attached to the ground? We know that there's a problem. You're not allowed to, let's say, lean on a tree, hang something in the tree, take something off from a tree. Why is there no problem? Because you're using something which is Mechubar. Says Rashi, Loi Mitzar, Kedamin Be'erven Be'gimel, Delay Osru Ella Beilan Ubekonim Lefi Shehein Koshin. Only with an Elan and with Konim because they are hard. Other Rishonim say that there is no issue of being Mishtamish with something which is Mechubar Lekarka unless it's at least 3 Tzvachim high. But something which is less than 3 Tzvachim high is not a problem. So again, Nachma, we had this Shaila. You have a choice of a Tzror or a Savim, Rav Chizda and Rav Nuna. One says use a Tzror, not a Savim. One says a Savim, not a Tzror. Meze, Prikimag, Akasha. Hamekaneh bedover shahur shelatis boy. If a person uses something to wipe himself, which is inflammable, which burns, shinov hatachtenes neishras. So again, it's considered to be detrimental and mazik a person in the intestines and so on. So frekt gemara kasha. So too, why should you be allowed to use asavim weeds which are flammable? Says the gemara kasha ha belachin ha ba'asavin. So if it's lach, it's wet, so then it's not flammable. So then there's no problem to use it. Whereas if it's yavesh, and it's something which is which the R is shalet, that is going to be a problem. Good. Says the Gemara, nitzach lipanei zvein anifne. If a person needs to be excused and they are constipated, please live a ravina. Chad amar ruach ra shalet isboi, v'chad amar ruach zuhuma shalet isboi. So what are the implications of a person who is constipated? How bad is it, so to speak? So one says it brings about a ruach ra. And the way Rashi says over here is ruach ra means reich peh. It will cause bad breath. Shehazevel merakiv b'me'ayim v'yotze reich derech piv. Ultimately will cause a person to have a bad smell in his mouth. One says ruach zuma, or Rashi says kol gufei masriach b'zea masrachas. The person, the entire body, will have a bad body odor because the zavdi, the tzaya, will be nivla in the baser, Rashi says, and it will be manifest in a foul odor from the person's entire body. Good. Tanya Kamanda Omar Ruach Zuama Shilatis, but it's the entire body. Tanya, and it's a little in the cup of. Someone who needs to be excused, v'oichel, may end up eating before going to the bathroom. Doima latana shisiku al gabi efrei. It's as if you are lighting up a oven when it's still filled with old ashes inside it. V'zui tchilas ruach zuama. And this is the beginning of bad body odor. So it seems to be a riot to the shita which says it's general body odor. Now, hutzrach lipanes v'niyach lipanes. What should a person do? They're not able to be excused. Amar and chizda, yamid v'yeshev, yamid v'yeshev. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down several times, and gravity will kick in, and eventually you will be able to be excused. Avchanan min ardo, amar yistalik litzdadin. Meaning you should go off to the side, and you should try once again. You should try and help yourself be excused by using a stone to open yourself up. They say you should be mesir das. Now, pashup shat mesir das means don't think about it. So, frag the gemar malay, achabrei the ravler of ashi kol shegain, rimasir daite le mifne. If a person is not going to think about it, so how are you going to be able to be excused? So he says, "Nein, amalei yasir daite midvarim acherim." I mean, be mesir das from everything else other than this, and focus and concentrate on this. And if you concentrate on this very, very intently, then you will be able to be excused. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah midivti ledidi chazili autaya. To come the Yosef at the Shafech Kikadeira. I saw an Arab who sat down, stood up, sat down, stood up many times. And he was successful in relieving his constipation. Tarabon, Hanifnas Lisudas Keva. Someone who's going to have a meal, and it is considered to be an embarrassment to have to excuse yourself in the middle of a meal. That's what Rashi says. Ginayu loy im yitzarach lamed min asuda v'lipanes. So what do? Gehaleich esip amim shal arba arba amis. You should 10 times. You should walk down amis in order to relieve yourself, so that you will not. So you'll be able to be excused before you begin your meal. Amilah, and some say arba ba'amim shal eser eser amari. Some say it's better to walk 10 amos, a longer distance, 4 times. Then you'll be able to be excused, and then you'll be able to sit down uninterrupted, undisturbed at the meal. Good. It says the Mishnah Vayter Cheres. The last thing we discuss is a piece of clay. A piece of pottery. What is the shear of hitzah for cheres? So, kidei litzin bein potzim lechaveri. The amount needed to place between one board of wood and its friend, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, if you have several boards, so they would put a little bit of clay in between to allow the air to circulate between the two boards. So the minimum size of hitzos cheres is the size needed, which was commonly used to put between these two boards. The Rebuda. It's the amount needed to go. I mean, usually chitu means to stoke. Either means to stoke. In this case, it seems to make more sense to say it's like to carry like a coal. So the amount needed to carry a small bit of fire, like a small coal. And so on. That is Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yezimer, Kadei Lekabel Boi Revius. It's got to be a piece of clay, a shard, big enough to be Mekabel, a Revius of liquid. Amar Rebbe Meir, Apropish Ein Raya Ledover to my Shito, that it should be big enough to be to carry a little piece of coal. Amar Zeich Ledover, but there is at least a remez. Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, when Yeshaya was cursing the Bnei Yisrael, that they went off the Derech, and they were involved in Avodah Zarah. And he says, don't have any faith on these idols, and you know, you're going to end up with nothing. And it says, Le'yimotze b'mechitase cheres, lachtis eish miyakid, meaning all of the bitachon which you have is not going to get you anywhere. You're not going to have anything. You're not even going to have a piece of shard, which is going to be big enough, lachtes eish, to go and to stoke or to carry a little bit of coal from the fire. So you see, that's what was commonly used. So armor lay, rabiyasi, misham raya. I mean, look at the continuation of the Bozak. It says, v'lach seif mayi migeveh. And you're not going to have a piece of clay, which is big enough, in order to be mekabel a little bit of mayim. So why are you bringing a raya from that pasuk when the hemshich of the pasuk seems to indicate like me? Good. Says the Gemara, mistabra shiura drabiyasi nafish. On the one hand, it seems mistaber that the shiur of Rabiyasi is larger, meaning the amount of clay big enough to be mekabel revius seems to be a larger amount than the shear of Rebbe Meir, umikra, but from the pasuk shiura the Rebbe Meir nafish. From the pasuk, it would seem that the shear of Rebbe Meir of fire is larger. And Rashi explains, in essence, the Gemara is actually asking Akasha. Misvar it's mashma one way, from the pasuk it's mashma another way. Meaning, what does that mean? From the pasuk it's mashma that the shear of Rebbe Meir of cheres for fire is a larger amount, because these are gedaitach shira de Rabbi Yosi nafish. If the amount of Rabbi Yosi that cheres for mayim for revius is larger, it doesn't make sense. Nafish layit lay b'mana zutra v'hada layit lay b'mana rabba. Meaning, if the Navi is coming to curse them and saying, you're not going to have anything left, you're putting your faith in these gods, you'll have nothing. You won't have a piece of clay which is as big to use for something very small, and you won't even have something which is big enough to carry something very large. That doesn't make any sense. You would say, you don't have a piece of clay which is big enough for something big, you're not even going to have a piece of clay which is going to be big enough to carry something small. I mean, that would be the more logical way to present it. So on the one hand, it's mashma, misvara, that the shear of Rabbi Yosi, that a piece of clay to be mekabel revius, revius is, you know, fairly substantial. And that seems to be larger than a tiny piece of clay, which you could just balance a little coal inside. Surely that is a smaller amount. That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Masnis and Nami, Lechatis Eish, Miyakeda Gedoyla. It's not referring to taking a coal from a very small fire, but rather it's referring to taking it from Yekida Gedola, from a very big fire, in which case it's a larger shear, it's a bigger shear than the shear of Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said, Misham Raya, meaning how can you bring a Raya from the Pasuk when the very next line in the Pasuk seems to indicate like me? Says the Gemara, Shaper Garmele, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir, Lachar, Rabbi Yosi is right. Don't bring a raya from that piece of the pasuk. Bring a raya from the next piece of the pasuk. Says the Gemara, nay, in Rabbi Meir, Leimi Boika Omar. Meaning when the Navi says the end of the Pasuk of Alachsev Mayim Migeva, he's saying it like an Ein Sarich Loimar, so to speak. He means Leimi Boy made the Chashav Inji Delay Lishtakachlei. Avada, you're not going to be able to find a piece of cheres, which is chashuv, which is big enough to take a coal. Ela filo midit lo chashuv leinshi, even something very small. Ein tzarich leima leilishtakachle, even a piece of cheres that the size which is very small, which isn't chashuv leinei bnei adam. Even that you're not going to be able to find. In which case, it's not a kashuv in the pasuk because it's structured in a loy miboy ka'amar. I think what we will do with everyone's permission is tomorrow we will start the sugya on Pivov, so that we can see a little bit the sugyas of Kabbalah Sotah. I know we went very quickly.